AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Labor Department reports a surprising 177,000 jobs were added last month. Stocks are sharply higher late in the day on Wall Street, the Dow up more than 500 points. As President Trump's feud continues with the federal judiciary, a new poll shows people are more likely to say the president is overstepping his power. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
We're having some judge problems.
The president's been railing against significant pushback from federal benches over things like deporting suspected criminals.
I don't know what their problem is.
But an AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll finds more adults are likely to see him as the problem, not judges. About half say the president has too much power in how the government operates, while they're more likely to believe the federal courts have an appropriate amount of authority. Only about 3 in 10 say federal judges have too much power. Republicans, though, see it the other way. Roughly half say the judiciary has too much power. Only about 2 in 10 say the president does. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The government has officially designated a powerful gang coalition in Haiti as a foreign terrorist organization. The flu season is not over yet, but the CDC says more children have died this season than at any time since the swine flu pandemic 15 years ago. Pediatrician Dr. Molly O'Shea says it's because fewer kids got flu shots this season.
I know people worry about side effects of vaccine, but we're really beginning to understand in a true way what the side effects are by not vaccinating and being afraid of vaccination.
The flu vaccination rate for children has plummeted from about 64% 5 years ago to 49% this season. Groups organizing the shipment say drones attacked a vessel carrying aid to Gaza in international waters off Malta. This is AP News. A lottery winner has been arrested.
Last Sunday, James S. Farthing found out that he'd won Kentucky's biggest ever jackpot. Monday, Farthing and his mother went to claim the $167 million Powerball prize, splitting the winnings. But by midweek, the 50-year-old Farthing was in a Florida jail, charged with battery of a police officer and resisting arrest. A sheriff's deputy was attempting to break up a fight between Farthing and another person at a hotel. Farthing kicked the officer in the face. When the officer tried to handcuff him, Farthing tried to flee. When he first found out that he had won the lottery, he told a local Kentucky TV station that he was sharing the winnings with his mother because he had put her through a lot of stress and that he had made some bad decisions in life. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A slab of Brooklyn Wall, the artist Banksy emblazoned with a bandaged heart-shaped balloon, will be auctioned off in New York after more than a decade in storage. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.